Welcome. The Building Strong Families Project is our topic today. The project is an important opportunity to learn whether well-designed interventions can help couples fulfill their aspirations for a healthy relationship, marriage, and a strong family. The project is testing interventions with interested, low-income, unwed couples beginning during pregnancy or around the time of the child's birth. The programs are designed to help those couples strengthen their relationships, achieve healthy marriages if that's the path they choose, and strengthen child and family well-being. More broadly, the Building Strong Families Project is an example of using well-designed impact evaluation to move beyond anecdotes or hunches to produce rigorous insights about not only whether an intervention like this works or not, but also clues about which versions of the program, in other words, which specific techniques among different sites, are more effective than others. Those clues can help policymakers design future interventions that achieve even better results. To learn more, we're joined by Robert Wood, who is a senior fellow at Mathematica Policy Research. He's the lead author of a study published in the Journal of Policy Analysis and Management about the results from the Building Strong Families Project. Rob, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Start us off, Rob, by giving us some background about why this project was launched.
Well, this is a policy approach that has received more and more attention in recent years, the approach of offering relationship skills education to low-income parents as a means of strengthening their relationships, making them more likely to stay together, and ultimately to improve the outcomes of their kids. It's really based on this idea that children fare better when they're raised by both their biological parents. So the thinking is that if you can offer an intervention that can make that more likely that couples stay together in positive and healthy relationships, this ultimately would be good for kids. So this is really a first test of this approach to see on a large, rigorous scale whether this approach can be effective in improving the outcomes of couples and their kids.
I wanted to read an extended quote from the Building Strong Families website that I think really builds on what you just said. It says, quote, "One-third of all births in the United States are to unmarried women, and that number is higher in some population groups. Many children of unwed couples flourish, but research shows that on average they are at greater risk than children growing up with their married biological parents of living in poverty and developing social, behavioral, and academic problems. Research also shows that most unwed couples are romantically involved at the time of their children's birth, are interested in the well-being of their child, and hope and expect to marry each other. Nevertheless, in the absence of an intervention, these aspirations and hopes for a stable relationship and marriage are seldom realized," unquote. Rob, tell us about the key features of the intervention.
The core service was relationship skills education offered in group sessions. The group sessions were run by trained facilitators that administered a standard curriculum. So mom and dad came together with other couples and worked on relationship skills, went through exercises, and often watched videos of other couples sort of like them to see how that other couples have problems like they have too with it, and then work on skills to work through those problems together.
So the project ran from 2002 to 2013 and was evaluated using a rigorous random assignment design where you have a program group and a control group. The analysis used survey data for more than 4,700 couples across 8 program sites to estimate the effects, including mother-father relationships, family structure, father's involvement in child rearing, parent-child relationships, and more. Rob, if you average the effects across all 8 sites, what did you find?
So as you said, we used a rigorous random assignment research design. So the way we can test the effectiveness of the program is simply to compare the outcomes of couples in the research group, the BSF group, and the control group. We conducted telephone surveys 15 months after they applied for the program. We found that at that point, on average, across the 8 evaluation sites, this was a model that was tested in 8 locations, the program had no effect on the couple relationship. Couples were equally likely to be together, to have married each other, and reported similar levels of relationship quality. So basically, the key finding is that on average, across the 8 study sites, the program did not succeed in its primary objective of improving the couple relationship.
And tell us next about the variation in impacts among these different sites.
And one of the interesting patterns actually in our findings is that we did have 8 evaluation sites, and we found that there was variation in the success if we look at the site level. We found that actually six of the programs, really there's no effect. But one program had a pattern of positive effects, a consistent pattern of positive effects, and really, you know, could be seen as a success. And actually another of the eight programs actually had negative effects and actually did sort of almost the opposite of what the program was designed to do. So, you know, one thing that we can try to do is learn something from that variation and see how we could, you know, get ideas about how to improve these kinds of programs in the future.
And tell us about the site that had the strongest results, Oklahoma City. What were they doing differently that might have accounted for their positive impacts?
So one of the things that's distinctive about the program is it used a curriculum that was different from the other seven BSF programs. It used a curriculum called Becoming Parents. There were three curricula in the study, and they all focused on the couple relationship and teaching strategies to improve communications, avoid harmful fights, build intimacy and trust. But the Becoming Parents curriculum, as you might judge from the name, also focused on the transition to parenthood. And so it could be that that's a good strategy. These are all, to be eligible for Building Strong Families, you had to be pregnant or have just had a baby. So obviously becoming a parent is a big issue on your mind. And so perhaps that focus was part of the success of that particular site. There were a number of other things that were also different. For example, the curriculum was shorter. It only took 30 hours to complete the curriculum compared to 42 hours for the other two. So that's can be a real advantage when you think about the complicated lives of low-income parents with a young child. It's really hard to get out, over and over again, week after week, and these other curricula took a long time to complete. On average, it took 5 months to complete these longer curricula, but this particular curriculum could be completed in as little as 6 weeks, in part because it was shorter, and in part because in Oklahoma City, the site where they had used this curriculum, they offered the curriculum into bigger doses. They relied on weekend sessions rather than doing weeknight sessions, so they could do it in five-hour sessions, so you could complete it in just 6 weeks, and for that reason, perhaps, they were much more successful in getting couples to complete the program. It was much more likely that couples completed the program in Oklahoma City than in the other sites. So, you know, that could be a promising approach. So this is something that people really want to try in the future. I think looking to Oklahoma City and the way they did things there would make a lot of sense.
To give listeners a sense of the magnitude of these effects, in Oklahoma City, the most successful program, 81% of Building Strong Families couples were still in a romantic relationship 15 months after the program, compared with 76% of the control group couples. So 81% versus 76%, not a dramatic difference, but as we can see, it's not easy to produce impacts with these programs, and so that difference is noteworthy. Rob, one final question, which is, what are the lessons that you draw from the Building Strong Families evaluation in terms of informing future policy design?
I think that one of the important lessons is this is a hard approach to make work. This was tried 8 times, and 7 of the times the programs did not succeed in the primary mission of making couples happier together, improving the quality of their relationships, and ultimately to make them more likely to stay together. So I think that that's an important lesson for future healthy marriage programs. I think it's also important that we did see that the program can work in some circumstances. One of the 8 programs was successful, so I think learning what we can from that is also important. It's also important to note that one of the programs actually had negative effects and actually kind of did the opposite of what it was designed to do. It actually made couples more likely to break up. It made dads less involved with their kids. So I think that that's important kind of caution as well. Something that we noted about that particular program, this was a program in Baltimore, is that it served a particularly disadvantaged set of unmarried parents, that their relationships were less committed initially. They were less likely to rate the quality of their relationship as high, less likely to say that they were likely to marry in the future. And also notably, the fathers were particularly economically disadvantaged. Many of them were unemployed, had criminal records, and this was much less common in the other BSF sites. In a way, the Baltimore program was kind of unusually successful in reaching a particularly disadvantaged population. And in a sense, it should be complimented for that, that was really impressive that they were able to reach those couples. But it could be that what we've learned here is that's not the right population to reach, that this particular approach may actually be detrimental for couples that are in sort of more fragile relationships, less committed to each other, and particularly poor economic circumstances.
These are all useful reminders that making an impact in social policy or public policy in general is not easy, but rigorous evaluation can help us gain insights into what works, what doesn't work, and how we can best keep trying to achieve important policy goals, such as supporting low-income families and their children. Rob Wood, thanks for joining us and for sharing your insights.
All right. Thank you very much.